Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Asante Samuel Jr. was supposed to visit the Steelers tomorrow and had a long list of teams he was talking to. Apparently, he cut the tour short and just decided to sign here. So it's initially for this corner with a spinal fusion surgery who just got cleared by doctors to play last week and was a free agent. The Chargers did not sign him to an extension. They did not pick up the fifth-year option on him. He signs to the practice squad initially, but I think there's a very good chance he is playing and brought up to speed very quickly. That's probably why he signed here, because he looked at it as the best opportunity to get on the field and
play,
get
quickly.
His NFL career back on track.
Mike was asked a pretty pointed, direct question about, like, how many corners do you feel like you've got?
Yeah.
And this might exist in Tomlin takes, but I'll paraphrase it now. He kind of said something to the effect of, well, we've got these three guys who all played last game, and he thought they played well, which I thought was funny because Echols got torched and some of those guys got torched late. Porter dropped a very easy interception.
Yep.
But the way he answered a question about his corner depth, there was a little hitch in his giddy up, and I thought
that
I was
made you think.
Yeah,
he knew
I was
this
starting
was
to wonder.
Happen.
Did you get that too?
I didn't even think about connecting the dots there, but that's good deductive reasoning on your part, because now in hindsight, it does make it seem like he knew he had this in his back pocket. The same way Jerry Jones was talking about trades that he had made, even though the news wasn't out yet.
Donnie, I'm 2 for 2. Maybe the McAfee thing with Mark and calling Aaron Rodgers a geriatric patient. The Malzahn inference brain is working today.
Steelers reporter John Carney tweeted this out.
Josh Carney. John Carney was a kicker for a very long time in
the Chargers.
Chargers.
That's why I'm probably thinking Chargers.
Yep.
Samuel, 35 missed tackles in 3 1/4 seasons.
He'll fit right in.
That's a lot of missed tackles.
He will fit right in.
Pro Football Focus, take that with a huge grain of salt. Did not like him last year, but he didn't play a lot last year because of that injury. So,
last spinal fusion guy I can remember, or spinal stenosis, was Jarvis Jones, from my recollection. Stenosis and fusion, I guess, two different things, but still.
What grade did they give him in 2023?
Because it
was only 4 games last year, yeah.
Why did you ask me this right now?
Because we're talking about Asante Samuel Jr., and I figured you'd already kind of looked it up. And
well, sometimes I know that you can get triggered a little bit by these PFF grades and get angry at me.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Here we go. Asante Samuel Jr., 2023, his PFF grade, Pony, was 73.9, which is quite good.
They tweeted at Jordan Schultz, they being PFF, after Schultz broke this news, and they said 25 forced incompletions in his last 2 healthy seasons. That's 11th most among cornerbacks in the NFL. Now, how do you define forced incompletions? Like, subjectively, they look at the play and say the wide receiver would have caught the ball if not for
the
corner made?
Obvious ones are passes defensed. He got his hand on the ball before it got there.
Yep.
I would also think plays like, which I think there were a couple of in the Steelers game, ball hits receiver in hands, but corner knocks ball away, like gets, you know, jars ball loose or whatever.
Yep.
Gets hand in there. That's happened to Metcalf a couple times recently. I'd even say also, although it doesn't sound like he's this kind of guy as far as the missed tackles go, if you hit somebody after they make a catch and knock a ball loose just with a good tackle or a good hit, that would count.
Thornhill was cut, and Mike Tomlin said yesterday that he basically sucked. That's what he said today when asked about Thornhill. I'm starting to think that Slay is going to suffer a similar fate. I'm not saying yet he's going to get released, but Tomlin was very, 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 very complimentary of James Pierre today. And I've long thought that James Pierre was just a guy. I do think he's actually played well when he's been thrust into duty this season.
Oh, Mike waxed poetic.
Yes,
about
he did.
Him
like
today.
Told his whole life story.
He was only one of like seven guys who was an undrafted player in the COVID year. I didn't even meet him till camp.
I think you need young. I think you need young legs out there. I think you need guys that can run with people. And so, like, if the strategy moving forward is Porter on one side, and then let the best man win between Samuel and Pierre, see if Pierre's a flash in the pan, which he probably is, or let this guy, who at one point had a lot of pedigree, I mean, his dad was a really good NFL corner, and he was, I said first round pick, I was wrong, he was a second round pick.
Top 50 pick, though.
Yeah, I mean,
good
those,
pedigree. Mike likes guys who go and play well at big schools, and he's a Florida State guy.
Yeah, so those would be the two guys, and then I think Slay is just like an admission on their part that they gave him too much money and thought at his age he could still get it done.
I think that's the Slay thing I'm not going to give them too much of a pass for, because everyone we've talked to who really looks at what these guys are doing and in what scheme they're doing it in said he was a horrible scheme fit for what they wanted. That he wasn't being asked to do anything with the Eagles that on the surface the Steelers were going to ask him to do.
Any text messages from Dan Potash on Asante Samuel Jr.? Do we have his scouting report as the resident Chargers expert here?
But you know what? I'll send Danny a text.
Why don't you get in the group text and say, give us the skinny.
So you want me to put it all
Samuel
with all
Jr.
of us?
Yes, that way like he might feel additional pressure.
Oh,
to get back
I get
to
it.
Us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Donnie, your quick reaction to this move.
I mean, I think it's another one of those moves that, like, there's no reason not to make. I mean, he's still young. I know that the injury is a little bit worrisome and serious, but, I mean, he's a guy who's, what, 26 years old? And
like it more than MVS? That pickup?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hold on, are we answering that question on the sliding scale of just in a vacuum and not, oh, they're going after yet another piece of defensive help? Like the whole where we all get sick of how much attention.
Who do you
they
think
it just seems very low risk? And
who do you think has
a
better chance of contributing to their team, MVS or Asante Samuel Jr.? I think Samuel Jr.
So do I.
Even though MVS has got a rapport with Rodgers.
I mean, the thing about Samuel Jr. is unless he's like making a, we all know what good cornerback play looks like, even in the absence of like INTs. If he's on the field in what 2 weeks. For Chicago, and he's doing a decent job against Adunze or somebody like that. Yeah, sure.
See, Donnie's into it. Donnie just got life again. He's tweeting out the videos of Samuel having that career game against the Jaguars in the playoffs.
Three picks.
Yeah, don't look up the second half of that game though.
Well, I know what happened in the second half. I watched it.
No, I'm saying specifically him.
Yeah, he was getting.
I'm
cooked.
Not just talking about the,
well,
what
I mean,
happened.
No, I don't think it's a good second half for their entire.
Yeah, but
no,
he
but
specifically got
the
absolutely
point is,
torched.
He went
in the
from having like the greatest
game.
First half by a corner ever to having the worst second half by a corner
that is,
maybe ever.
That is objectively true.
Well, if you mix that with the Steelers, they have a guy that could actually play well in the first half of a playoff.
Do you
game.
Know
that's
what's
a good sign?
Yeah,
here's
that is
the
a good point.
Funny thing about that game, just for PFF purposes, Pony.
I bet he got a good grade.
He got a 94 in that game.
Of course. Yeah.
They picked on him. I remember that. I was at my neighbor's house. We were all like watching it kind of incredulous. He was getting picked on bad in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So does this give you hope again? Was that the point of the tweet? Like, hey, we're back?
No, I mean, I just tweeted
Donnie's
out
just
a
football
single
guy.
Highlight of the player.
Oh.
Oh, if we psychoanalyzed every tweet you send out, we'd be
you
here
guys,
all day.
You guys do. You do that, actually.
Not every tweet. There's not enough hours in the day.
You say, I look at your tweets, and then I try to discern and psychoanalyze from those tweets what we're going to talk about for the day. So you do actually do that.
Well, that's just a fun game Donnie and I like to play about.
Oh,
what's
so I'm
Pony
not allowed to have
on.
Fun games thinking about what Donnie's tweets mean?
Unless the guy turns into his dad playing against Peyton Manning in a snowy Foxborough stadium, then no, I wouldn't say hope is completely restored.
Would Tony, this. I will give you this much credit. I like a Brent Musburger nod that I just saw when I looked at your Twitter feed. Donnie, did you see what he did to promote the fact that we're streaming live on X, formerly known as Twitter?
You are looking live.
You are looking live at two jabronis.
All right, I'm going to ask one more question about this move to
sure.
Donnie. Does this make up for not making a trade at the deadline?
No.
Did Omar redeem himself today?
No, because I wasn't really like super concerned about that side of the ball. I mean, I wanted them to make a move for one of the receivers. So them, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're going to take a chance here on him.
Yeah.
But it's not going to completely redeem that they didn't go after or didn't finish the job on getting one of those receivers.
I think I actually like the move overall, just generally speaking.
Well, there's nothing not to
it's
like
just,
about
it's just
it.
A guy
you're taking
with
a
some
flyer on a guy.
With some actual pedigree. They've had such a hell of a time developing any corners that they draft.
I mean, That's what I mean. It's
virtually every competent corner they've brought in, or I would say good, has been somebody they've had to import from outside. Hayden is the main example. I mean, even Dante Jackson when he was here, or Steven Nelson was not bad here that one year. Who could forget Nelson Island?
I just like the... What I do like is they're not just sticking with their guys because...
We signed them, and
we believe in them, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, Thornhill stunk. Get him out of here. No, Slay has been bad. Let's find possible replacements for him. That I like. Like, that to me is... That is an evolution of the Steelers. I don't think that Kevin Colbert was wired that way. If Kevin Colbert was still the Steelers GM, I don't think Asante Samuel Jr. would be here right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.